Pennsylvania from, well, most of this show, actually. A lot of, maybe that's why this show is so wacky this week, because maybe the solar eclipse waves are getting into my brain. But the solar eclipse was partially visible here in Pittsburgh, according to the Weather Service, from 11:58 until 2:33, but actually not visible at all because we haven't seen the sun all day. It is gloomy and grumpy out there. Gloomy and grumpy, two of the lesser-known Smurfs. So, yeah, the solar eclipse. And that'll be the last solar eclipse that will be visible in this part of the world until 2039. And I can tell you right now that in 2039... well, it will probably be raining, too. What else do we have to do? We have to do sports here, don't we? Oh, who cares? Sports. Sports happens. Sports.
Your front row center at the ball game. And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to. Then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action, a big game coming up tonight as number 15 Oregon State hosts the number 18 UCLA Bruins. That game is going to be kind of a barn burner. Last night, Stanford beat Colorado in second overtime, 46-43. It was Tulane over Memphis last night, 31-21. And Fresno State over Utah State, 37-32. Penn State, number 6 in the nation, hosting the UMass Minutemen this afternoon. That game gets underway in just about a half an hour from now. Pitt, desperately looking for a win right now as they are sitting at 1-4, are hosting the number 14-ranked Louisville Cardinals at Acrisure Stadium. Game time there is 6:30. It is the University of Pittsburgh's homecoming. Down in Bethany, West Virginia, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are leading the Bethany Bison by a score of 31-7. The Steelers are off this week.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. No eclipses for you. Cloudy skies and foggy out there right now. Looking for a high today only reaching 60 degrees. Overnight rain, maybe a thunderstorm, low 44. Sunday chance of rain, 56. Monday chance of rain, 55. Tuesday foggy, mostly cloudy, and a high of 58 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 52 in Beaver County, 60 in Washington, 55 here. In downtown McKeesport, 54 at WRCT with new music from the Revivalists. Music from the Revivalists.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Smile. Until next time, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post at Jay Thurber Show, and check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. This is 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. Goodbye! Goodbye! Goodbye!
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK. Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK. And terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh. Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Free time to go out searching for yourself, hoping to find time to go to find. It don't matter to me if you take up with someone who's better than me, 'cause you're happy. It don't matter to me if your searching brings you back together with me, 'cause there'll always be an empty room waiting for you, an open heart waiting for you. Time is on my don't matter to me. It don't matter to me.
Well, that's a very good view on life. That was David Gates and Red. It Don't Matter to Me on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And we started the show off with Frank Chaxfield and Fool If You Think It's Over. That's probably a good song to start a show with because you would be a fool to think it's over unless something happens to the transmission of this program. Who knows? I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. Always good to have you with us, no matter where you're listening or when. It's just good to have you here. Because if you weren't here, you wouldn't learn about today's holiday of the day, or this week's holidays of the day, things you should celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate. Except this first one is probably pretty obvious. October 13th falls on a Friday. That means it is Friday the 13th. Means it's King Friday's birthday, the king of the neighborhood of make-believe, on Mr. Rogers, of course. It's also International Skeptics Day. The second Friday of the month of October is also World Egg Day. So if you have any world eggs, celebrate them. October 14th is Be Bald and Free Day. It is also National Dessert Day. So have some extra dessert on that day. It's also National Motorcycle Ride Day, which is the second Saturday in October. Also on the second Saturday is Tender Loving Care Day, TLC, right? October 15th is White Cane Safety Day. I'm thinking that has to do, I don't know what that has to do with, look it up. October 16th is Bosses Day, which is the weekday closest to October 16th. That just happens to be on a Monday this year. It's also Dictionary Day. World Food Day is also on October 16th. October 17th is National Pasta Day. Wear Something Gaudy Day. In other words, wear something from the 1970s. You should have free range of clothing from the 1970s to help you with that. It's also, October 18th is National Meatloaf Appreciation Day. I'm not sure if that's the food or the now-deceased rock star. It's also No Beard Day. That's not a day I will celebrate anytime soon again. And October 19th is Evaluate Your Life Day. Go figure it out. Make sure you're living life the way you should, right? Oh, boy. And those are the things you need to celebrate. Okay. So be it. Here's Henry Mancini on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Too much noise in your world? Well, you've found the place to quiet things down. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Paul Marriott there. Have you never been mellow? I can't say that I have. Sven Lebeck and I'm Dreaming. Ronnie Aldridge with How Deep Is Your Love. James Last and You Are My Love. And Henry Mancini started that set off with Big Noise from Winnetka. I don't know what the noise was, but it blew in from Winnetka. Yeah. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline Illinois, an Illinois educator, was recently awarded a Guinness World Record for his 53-year tenure as a middle school social studies teacher. 53 years of dealing with middle schoolers and several generations thereof, obviously. Paul Duritz is 76 years old. He started teaching school social studies at Woodland Middle School on September 1st, 1970. And that is now the longest career as a social studies teacher. Taking on the role as social studies curriculum coordinator since the inception of the position in 1986 has allowed me to lead over 20 social studies teachers, he told Guinness. He provides resources, curriculum guidance, and acts as the liaison between administration and the department. His love of history was sparked by his father's service in World War II. He said, as a young boy, my father sparked my interest in history by telling me his involvement in the war, going into German bunkers and finding helmets, Luger pistols, and uniforms, he said. The longtime educator said one of his proudest moments was hearing from a former student whom he helped inspire to become a social studies teacher. So there you go. Wildlife officials in Delaware said an angler reeled in a 53-pound blue catfish, breaking a state record that stood for less than a month. Yeah. The Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control's Division of Wildlife said Bridgeville resident Sydney McBrook, that's near Rehoboth Beach, by the way, caught the colossal catfish in the Nanticoke River. The department said the catfish broke a state record set just 20 days earlier by a 48-pound catfish. What are they feeding them? McBrook's catch measured 46.5 inches long, making it the largest freshwater fish caught in Delaware since the state began keeping such records. And finally, oh boy, a monkey named Momo was on the loose in Indianapolis, and one neighbor reported seeing the simian sipping a beer. Yes, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department said Momo escaped from his owner's home in the Iron Ridge Court area of the city's east side recently and was subsequently spotted in another neighborhood about a quarter mile away. The police were unable to confirm whether Momo has bitten anyone while on the loose, but at least one neighbor reported that he was seen drinking a beer out of a garbage can. Oh boy, Momo, you better watch the police. They may be after you. Maybe he'll head to New York. Here's Roger Williams on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
New York, New York.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Mountain, wave goodbye course of the day. And watch your boat from Hushabye Mountain sail far away from Lullaby Bay. And watch your boat from Hushabye Mountain sail far away from Lullaby Bay.
Rita Moss on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with a song called Hushabye Mountain. That is from a motion picture called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Just watch how you say that. 1968 Robert R. Broccoli film, and that was written by Robert and Richard Sherman, sung by Dick Van Dyke in which he played Caractacus Potts, who developed this car that could fly and do all kinds of things, float. It was a rather mysterious vehicle, but it was still a fun movie nonetheless, and that was the idyllic lullaby tune. So there you go. Before that, Fantastic Strings with A Foggy Day in London Town, and Roger Williams with the theme from New York, New York. Yes, and here we have Alan Tew, I Won't Last a Day Without You, with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
When life gets too hectic, there's a place just for you. Right here with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And just like that, it ends. Smooth, relaxing, and easy, where we had, who was that? That was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Fleabag. Not the Spanish flea, but Fleabag. There you go. Norman Luboff Choir before that, Breezing Along with the Breeze. Caravelli and Morning Train. Frank Purcell and St. Nicholas. Don Tweedy with The Straight Life. And Alan Tew, I Won't Last a Day Without You. And that's spelled differently. T-E-W and Y-O-U actually rhyme, and who knows why. Anyhow, we need to, what do we need to do? We need to synchronize our watches here.
Listen to this.
Okay.
I'm a little weenie looking for a bun, just a teeny weenie, itty bitty one. If I keep on cooking, I'll be overdone. Pickle and onion, hot dog.
How about that?
That
was Dom DeLuise with Dean Martin, and here's Botticelli and Melody of Love on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Buddy Morrow takes us up to the top of the hour with Give Me a Little Sign. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. It's a beautiful way to unwind.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to